Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com. And don't forget to click on our day tours link for excursions into the Southland.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin, inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte. I look forward to connecting you with your loved ones. Blessing to you.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2278. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show this Thursday, September 8th edition. If you're up nice and early with me, At 5 o'clock, you're listening on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, and now, additionally, 101.9 FM, having wonderful music for over 50 years in the Coachella Valley. And at the end of that hour, there's more wonderful music. It's not quite 50 years, but it's my music, and I recorded it probably about, not quite that long ago. So enjoy that hour with us. Let's have a little breakfast from 5 to 6. And then at 12 noon, why don't you wear red and eat lunch with Joey at 9:20 a.m., where I started 26 years ago. I just love that I'm still there. Isn't that nice continuity? And 99.1 FM, listen to the Joey English Show. I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want it to be the best hour of your day. And after we're finished, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. Okay, have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Thursday, September 8th is Pardon Day. I don't know if that means if you're in jail, get out of jail free today. Or if it just means I stepped on your foot, I beg your pardon. The city of Temecula has a wonderful program. It's called Military Banner Program. It honors active duty military personnel who live in that city with a banner. I guess it must be in their front yard or something. If you want to reserve one, the information is at temeculaca.gov/banner program. That's lovely. Palm Springs Cultural Center presents Cinema Diverse Film Festival. It opens September 15th at the Camelot, the home of the best popcorn in the valley. Check it all out at cinemadiverse.org. Fantasy Springs presents the classic rock icon, Kansas, tomorrow. Tickets start at only $39, 84245 Indio Springs Parkway in Indio. We all know where Fantasy Springs is. The website is fantasysprings.net. Now let's have some time with our friend Wink Martindale. Legendary man that he is, presents the award-winning legendary History of Rock and Roll today from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY radio, three stations now, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and 101.9 FM. Check it all out, winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, we're in the presence of royalty, Hollywood royalty, Palm Springs royalty, international royalty. Let's visit with the Douglas clan. So for the Talk of Stars today, we're going to visit with Joel Douglas. And we always start this segment off by saying, where were you born?
Right out here, darling. Not in Palm Springs, but in L.A., California. Loved it. Stayed for... Gosh, I guess Mike and I were there for about 5 years or so before we moved to New York with our mother, and then up to Westport, Connecticut. It was interesting. I went on a Google thing to look at the house that we lived in Westport. Yeah, looks exactly the same. It's amazing. Yeah.
So you were the second child of Kirk Douglas, and your mom's name was?
I am the son of Spartacus. And my mom's name was Diana. Diana Douglas Dill.
Isn't that pretty?
Or Dill Douglas.
So Michael's the oldest than you?
Yes, but I say he's had better doctors. Yeah.
So your mom and dad got divorced when you were really young?
Yeah, they got divorced when I was about four, I think. And then we moved, Mom and Mike and I, to the East Coast and lived in New York for a bit.
I would have loved that. Were you in Manhattan?
Yeah, we lived 1 West 85th Street. And at that time it was great. You go to the park and everything. You don't get mugged, you know. You ride your bike down alleys into the, you know, I mean, it's I mean, it was happened. We didn't realize there was anything serious going on outside.
Was your mother in the business?
Oh yeah, no, she was. She was very she was a successful, legit actress. Did a lot of Broadway back east. Did some movies out here. Did one with Dad, a matter of fact, which was kind of ironic. It was done maybe 4 years after their divorce.
What?
Yeah, The Indian Fighter. And that's too when he was just freshly married to Anne. And it was interesting because, you know, he said to Anne, my stepmother, you know, look, at take care of my ex-wife's kids. I'm going to go do a movie with her. And he got away with it, you know, amazingly, you know.
And then you had two more brothers.
Yeah, they had Peter and Eric. And Eric died of an accidental overdose. And Peter is down in Montecito, you know, Montecito-ing it. You know, there are those people, darling, that need the ocean.
On the coast. I love when people say, I went to the coast. L.A. is a coast, too, folks.
I used to have my wife wanted a place by the ocean. I said, darling, look at all the beach you got here. I mean, so you're just missing water. What the hell is the problem? I ended up getting a place at the marina, though. And,
did you have a happy childhood?
It was, I'm sure, from a lot of people's standard, I was a very privileged childhood. You know, I mean, I went to some of the best schools, you know, able to be around some of the best people. I had a difficult, though, childhood. I mean, and it was internal stuff that was constantly at work. But, you know, I look back, hey, bottom line, kids, I'm a survivor. I'm here,
yes.
You know, 75 years old. So
you're 1 year behind me.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Yep, I'm 70. I'll be 77 in November.
No.
I have to be.
I thought you meant you were behind me 1 year.
Oh, no. You're behind me 1 year.
Well, you're behind Michael 1 year.
Whatever that means. None of us know what that means.
You got a birthday coming up.
When's your birthday?
Mine's in January. His is this month, as a matter of fact, 25th. And he, you know, he and Catherine have the same birthday.
Yes.
You know.
I remember.
And I said to him, I sent him a text. I said, Mike, birthday's coming up. And I shot it, baby, with giving you that downshifter jacket. You know, I got nothing. I got nothing more, you know, but my best wishes and my best love.
That's it.
You know. Of course, impossible to buy a gift for.
Oh, what does he do?
You know, yeah. You know, the only thing. Yeah.
Did you and he always get along? Were you always close?
Yeah. No. Mike and I were always tight, and we've done, you know, about 5 pitches together and stuff. But, you know, it was tight. Like, I know it's hard to, you know, believe, but I mean, if he was running a gas station, I would want to be there working with him.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just that I had so much respect. I love being number two.
Wow.
I'm a back room boy. You know, I know where all the bodies are buried, and I got the deals. You know, and I don't like working in front of a house, so it's a perfect marriage. You know, this is one of my rare occasions that I'll talk to you, Joey. You know, but, you know, that's, we compliment each other. You see, the problem you've got in Hollywood so much, aside from they're slightly out of their minds, you know, is that everything is competing. And families start competing with each other. I saw that with Eric, you know, and it was, you know, tragic. I mean, Mike, Dad, Catherine, those are once in a lifetime. I don't know any family that's got 3 superstars in it. You did that casually.
Yeah, that was just Johnny Mathis singing Joey, Joey, Joey on my phone.
So,
but Catherine and you and Mike all get along.
Yeah. You know, Catherine's a terrific lady. I mean, she's Welsh, so you don't cross her. you know. But she is really my, and she's into so much more than acting.
They've been married a long time.
Yeah, over 20 years now, and you know, and their kids are fantastic, you know.
So how far did you go in school?
Well, I went all the way, as they say.
Yeah, I love that line. How far did you go? I went all the way.
No, I went to University of Oregon, University of Montana.
Oh, where's that? Where's the University of Montana?
In Missoula.
See, my home was in Kalispell.
Oh, yeah?
I love Kalispell.
Well, I dug it over there. I mean, because it was, again, I like being out of this in the shadows. And believe me, in Missoula, Montana, the drama department is really in the shadows.
That's my one great heartache, that I don't have my hand-peeled larch log home on top of that mountain in Kalispell.
And you'd be looking for power right now.
Oh, probably. And the fires are there.
And remember those wonderful winters of going over the pass.
Well, that's when I came down to my home in Palm Springs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You see, I got out of the multiple home. Yeah. But I wish my brother has got like six very large compounds and stuff. And I said, Mike, what are we, in the real estate business, man? Or are we making movies? I mean, because it's a whole operation to keep those things going.
I always used to say it's a lot of toilet paper to buy.
Let me tell you. Or if you're French, a lot of bidets to install.
So you were educated. You had a reasonably healthy childhood. When you moved away, did you see your dad quite a bit growing up?
It was every vacation. You know, we were out here, and usually we'd be working on a film of his, you know, and all the different...
When did you start doing that?
Oh, real early. We started that at 12, you know, and, you know, but what it did was really got us into every department making a movie, so we knew how to make a movie.
You started from the ground up.
Lower than that, sweetheart.
Lower than that.
Yeah, you know, how low can we go? No, I was gopher.
Now, did your mom and dad want you guys to go into show business? Or did they say, be a doctor?
Well, please, you know, it's me thinks he protests too much. You know, what do we get? Your father's an actor. Your mother's an actress. Your stepfather's a producer. Your brother's not. You're going to be a plumber? Yeah. I mean, you know. So, of course, I'm going to be in the business. I don't know anything else, and that sometimes terrifies me.
In the next segment, Joey Pals, we'll talk about Joel's career. And he kind of went in a different direction than you might have thought, given that his last name was Douglas and all the doors were opened for him. Was there ever any jealousy with Michael, between you and Michael?
No.
I don't get the feeling.
Not a bit. Because, again, I was very happy being, you know, supportive, you know, and he was very, very good at what he does.
I remember the streets of San Francisco.
Oh, he had the hair then, too, didn't he?
We all did.
Oh, that's when old San Francisco was a wonderful town.
I was working on North Beach, singing. You know, I mean, you could walk in the streets then. It was clean and wonderful. Dirty Harry was filmed there in 71. It was...
The tragedy it's in now. Teachers can't are moving. They don't have teachers because they can't afford to live there.
Most expensive city in the United States right now.
And it's got crap on the street. You know, when you think maybe the citizens have a right, is all over the place. And the crime rate and the, what, how many Walgreens? 15 moved out. And the stores are just moving out. And what? It's going to be a nice ghost town pretty soon.
The Golden Gate.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's such a great town. I remember going up there when Mike was shooting streets. And, you know, he and Carl was funny. Carl would keep looking over at Mike and makeup and saying, "You're not paying this kid enough." Yeah.
My daddy used to take me to Alioto's on the Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was great going around Frisco with Mike. I mean, he was king of the town.
Geez.
You know, he could do U-turns in the middle, and he did. You know, and the cops just waving. You know, it was fun.
Now that's kind of interesting because the family was in television at that point. Mike Douglas, we're talking about the streets of San Francisco, if you're playing along at home with Carl Malden. But then he went to the movies. Isn't it usually the other way around?
No. Well, it's many can't make the transition that he did. I mean, there's a big difference between the small screen and the big screen. It did, though. Streets, one, he got over the intimidation of the camera because you're out there every day and you're shooting. And, two, he got the endurance, and he got to experiment. I mean, what was his show run, 7 years, 5 years? But, he got to direct some. He got to, so it was a great proving ground.
When we come back from our commercial break, we're going to talk about all the wonderful things Joel has done. Enough about Michael Douglas. Michael who? It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.